producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham is in the wings. And actually, we were having an interesting conversation before we got started here. Justin, I think people would find this kind of fascinating with all the media coverage coming out of Washington. You and I were saying, because we lost power at my place in Texas, and I was saying that you're so disconnected from everything, internet, all of that goes down. And you're just at the mercy of when is this coming up and what's going to happen in AT&T and what about the power company. And you said when you go to the Supreme Court and cover the Supreme Court, you have to actually, you can't have your cell phone. You have to, what do you have to do with your cell phone?
Yeah, they're pretty strict. They make you put it in a little cubby in the little media room that they have on the outside of the courtroom, and you're not allowed to go out and check it, and you're essentially without a cell phone for about 3 hours or so. That's actually one of the reasons why I don't cover the Supreme Court. I am addicted to my cell phone, but I don't necessarily have a job, as deputy bureau chief, where I can be away from my phone for 3 hours in case there's breaking news or whatnot. So it's just a weird little demand that they have. One that they try to do, I guess, to respect the decorum of the court, and one that also kind of extends partly to Capitol Hill.
Yeah, well, and so the Hill is kind of depending on where you are.
Yeah, it's weird. They have different sort of gallery rules for the House and Senate ones. In the Senate, if you are going into the little visitor's gallery, above the Senate floor, you are also required to surrender your cell phone and leave it in that little cubby. We're very big on little cubbies here. If you're on the House, you're actually allowed to bring on your cell phone into the gallery. You're allowed to bring in a laptop, and you can work away up there. They have, less strict rules. And the Pentagon, too, they also have guidelines for that. For the most part, you're allowed to have your cell phone anywhere in the Pentagon, although the cell signal is terrible because they lock it out relatively hard. But on some floors where the, Joint Chiefs of Staff are, where the Secretary is, you have to, surrender your cell phone before entering offices where there is specialized information. So, a little behind-the-scenes stuff there for you and your listeners.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I had no idea about that. And, it makes sense because I know listeners, for all of you listening, I know you've seen this. If you've happened to catch the television news of any form when there's news coming out of the Supreme Court, a lot of times you'll see that picture of people running, younger people running with their phones, because that makes sense because they can't text anything during the hearing itself. So then the first, it's that whole race to be first to get the decision out.
Yeah, exactly. That's sort of the way that they end up doing things, and as a result, it really hinders sort of the delivery of the news process. It's a very antiquated way of doing it. You actually have to, send an intern to get the ruling. They have to bring a correspondent. The correspondent has to quickly, shift through it and, try to find the relevant information. And as a result, that sometimes leads to some premature announcements, as we saw with the healthcare ruling. The way that was written, you didn't necessarily know where they fell down on that unless you had read beyond the immediate few first paragraphs.
Right. And so it was reported wrong in some cases. So no reporting wrong here. We're all about the polls leading up to, ultimately what happens in Iowa and New Hampshire. Trump and Carson are now tied in Iowa. What does that say?
It shows that there is really a lot of support coming behind, Ben Carson. This has been brewing for quite some time, and he really, hasn't really got much coverage in terms of him being a front runner, even though he's been number two for quite some time. Instead, we've seen a lot of other candidates being bandied about as potential alternatives to Trump. Carly Fiorina was one of them for a while, and probably next week we're going to see Marco Rubio. But he has had a steady rise in the polls that's been going on for quite some time. It's one of the more interesting phenomenons of this race. Somebody without any political experience whatsoever, really just kind of jetting up there. And this is probably going to be, something that's going to stick around for a while. So right now there's a lot of people saying that this is essentially a two-man race between, Carson and Trump. And that's something that certainly is kind of frightening a lot of the GOP establishment, who believes, behind the closed doors that neither of them are really quite equipped to assume the presidency and will probably not do very well in a general election.
Yeah. So now that heading into the weekend, now that Joe Biden at midweek said he wasn't going to run, what do you feel as though that, because you hear the buzz in Washington, has that been part of the conversation? Wow, now the Hillary camp has it on their own other than Bernie Sanders. But, you know, what the problem is with Sanders, the whole socialist thing and defending it and describing it and all of that. Is Hillary Clinton a clear front runner?
You know, it looks like she is the clear front runner now. That's sort of the accepted conventional wisdom here. You know, she had, of course, an impressive debate performance that really shifted things around. And then the Benghazi hearing ended up being a huge fundraising boom for her. You know, if the Republicans' plans were to actually, you know, hurt her candidacy by holding the Benghazi hearings, that did not necessarily seem to take place, and it absolutely seemed to have backfired. You know, she's been using that to portray herself as a more sympathetic character. She's been using that as someone, as a means to portray herself as somebody with a cool, calm temperament, somebody who appeared presidential. And, you know, as a result, we're now seeing her solidified as the sort of Democratic frontrunner. And, you know, I'm hearing a lot of Democrats saying kind of behind the scenes that they may really enjoy Bernie Sanders. They may continue to support him, but at this point they are comfortable with the fact of, you know, with the notion of her eventually becoming the nominee, which, you know, spells a pretty good thing for her. You know, it looks like there probably won't be a nasty floor fight like we saw in 2012 when, you know, Ron Paul supporters, rather, you know, ended up trying to push a vote for their candidate, tried to get his name, you know, up there on the floor and whatnot. And, you know, at least with that, it looks like it's going to be a much easier nomination process for Clinton all around, both in the remaining early states and on the convention floor when that finally rolls around.
How about jumping from Hillary Clinton to Paul Ryan? I know there's massive conversation about Paul Ryan. I was reading something this morning about him naming chief of staff because it's the whole idea that he's sliding into the speaker's role. Is that just now just expected pro quo that boom, that's it, da-da-da-da, and we're going to move on from this?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have a vote later this week. We're going to have a closed-door vote on Wednesday for him within the Republican caucus to determine who the nominee is going to be. It looks like it's, you know, clearly going to be Paul Ryan at this point. Then it's going to go to a full House floor vote, official one on Thursday, wherein he is also expected to get, you know, well beyond the 218 votes he needs to secure a spot. But it's going to be a very rough entry for him. You know, there was some belief for a while that maybe Boehner, before he would leave, would take on some of the more difficult votes. And maybe he'd try to move forward with a debt ceiling, you know, legislation that would raise the debt ceiling, or would perhaps try to push forward with a long-term funding plan to fund the government beyond December 11th. But that doesn't look very likely at this point. It looks like Boehner is going to be gone by October 30th, as he initially promised. And as a result, we have just a few legislative days before November 3rd to raise the debt limit and no real clear plan in sight. So that's going to be a very major hurdle for him to jump. You know, right now it looks like even if the Republicans were to put a clean vote for the debt limit on the floor, it wouldn't, you know, pass. Even if they, you know, broke the Hastert rule and reached out to Democrats, even if Democrats voted in the solid block in favor of it, it doesn't look like there's enough votes, you know, on the Republican side to get to that 218 number. So there needs to be some pretty manic behind-the-scenes operations in these final days to raise it. We're likely going to see a number of concessions to GOPers, but how that's going to look, that's anybody's guess right now. And then, of course, we have the budget fight. And that's going to be another big one for him. So, you know, it looks like he's probably going to be wounded pretty quickly off the bat here. And, you know, it's a pretty difficult position that he's inheriting.
Wow, no kidding. Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Boy, that's an oldie but a goodie, isn't it? Kate Delaney, swinging for the fences with all of you. Speaking of swinging for the fences, I'm going to just throw this in here. The Mets taking on the Royals. That happens on Tuesday. World Series. Brr, it's going to be a chilly series. Isn't it interesting? You go through the marathon of baseball. You start spring training, and the idea is you get out of Dodge if you're from a cold weather city and go to spring training, and you still end up back in the cold by the time it's the end of the season. Crazy. A couple of big things happening, including a poll is just a poll until it's not a poll anymore, with one poll that has Ben Carson topping Donald Trump, but what does it all mean in the end? And how about this U.S. destroyer in the China Islands? U.S. warship close to the artificial island in the South China Sea. I got a text like that today. It's a warship that's there because of a potential challenge in these territorial claims that have been pretty worrisome. Because the USS Lassen, rather, did what they do when it's a transit. They're within 12 nautical miles of Subi Reef in the Spratly Islands. They were there on Tuesday, and they were there because of the problems that have now arisen, unfortunately, with what we've seen in the last, really, 24 hours. But before that, this is something that's been brewing for a long time. If you think back to Japan and the ambassador Kennedy to Japan and what she's dealt with Caroline Kennedy. So in this case, what we're seeing again is an explosion of territorial claims. And the Chinese get in the middle of this quite often. You know, in dealing with the Chinese, it's always dicey, I think, for the United States, because we have one leg in and one leg out when you think of business, when you think of our debt. And this is the problem. What are the Chinese doing if we lift the veil and the curtain? What is it they're doing that we're not aware of? And my answer to you would be, trust me, brother, there's a lot of things that are happening that we're not aware of behind the curtain. And this is another one of those cases where, okay, so we got to be on top of this, because if there's a grab going on here, then we don't want to be missing out on ultimately what could be the first shot. And let's hope that that doesn't happen. Let's hope this doesn't escalate into something more. But when you have a Navy ship that close to these disputed islands in the challenge to the claims, 12 nautical miles, that's pretty darn close. I mean, that's very close. And what is it that prompted all of this beforehand? Like I said, this is something that has absolutely been out there for a while. And what's being said is, we're conducting routine operations in South China in accordance with international law. That's what we're doing. And they're trying to keep it close to the vest. In the meantime, because China's been so assertive in the South Sea, it's been a sore point in our relationship with them. China claims virtually all of the South China Sea. The Philippines, other countries have territorial disputes with China in the area, and they've been concerned by China's land reclamation, we'll call it, projects that have turned a number of submerged reefs into artificial islands with runways and wharfs. That means more places to launch, more access to other countries. Yeah, not good. Not good. And also in the 140 character world, because now it's such uncharted waters of its own, there are thousands of Israelis that are part of a lawsuit against Facebook over pages that they say incite violence. So thousands of Israeli Jewish folks jumped into a suit in New York. It was tossed about on Monday. They're alleging it allowed jihadists to openly recruit and train terrorists and plan terror attacks on its pages. 20,000 Israelis are part of this lawsuit that was filed in the Supreme Court for the state of New York. And they're looking for an injunction against Facebook. They want to force Facebook not only to remove the terror pages, but also to better monitor and block users who post videos glorifying what's going on with these terrorists. And publishing messages and instructions on how to carry out an attack, because if you haven't seen it, that's exactly what happens. So it's not a good thing, because this is how they're encouraging people by doing that. The company says, we encourage users to report inappropriate or dangerous messages linked to pages and profiles or individual content, and they'll be reviewing that page. You know, the thing that people point to the most is the Israelis involved in the lawsuit think more needs to be done because of this wave of terror they're experienced that resulted in 7 Israelis that were shot
well, brutally murdered, and several dozen other victims of stabbings. The lead plaintiff in the suit, Richard Lankin, was shot in the head and stabbed October 13th by Palestinian terrorists armed with guns and knives from East Jerusalem when he rode on a crowded Jerusalem bus. He's in critical condition. Two other Israelis were murdered and more than 20 were wounded in that bus attack. And many of the murders, they say, their attorneys saying, were motivated to commit their heinous crimes by being incited to murder by what they read on Facebook. They say demagogues and leaders pushing their followers to slaughter the Jews and offering instructions as the best way to do so, including even anatomical charts. This is crazy. Crazy nonsense, showing the best places to stab a human. So Facebook uses algorithms that matches users with personalized ads and connect them to potential friends. The company should have the ability to monitor and block those postings, too. Oh, man, that is nasty. How sad. Inciting violence. I mean, we knew that these were things that were going to start to really come up if they hadn't come up already. And they have. I mean, think of other social media, YouTube, Twitter, MySpace, Instagram, Pinterest. Paste it. Nashermy. I mean, you name it, it just seems like we have another outlet every single day. So good for the people involved in that class action suit. I think it's terrible. It's poor guys hanging on by a thread, but other people were killed in what looks like a provoked attack, for sure. Looks incredibly provoked to me. Coming up on America Tonight, the weekly re-rack. Yes, indeed. In case you missed it, you know, we have these conversations every week with Stephen Kelly, and I think they're incredibly useful. And I know you'll find this one especially very useful, because so many of us fall into that tender trap of we cannot face our demon of what is going on in our financial world. It is the, you know, we talk about, they used to say the whole thing was religion and politics is taboo. Now I think it's finances. I think finances are so taboo. And we open up about that, and that's coming up next with Stephen Kelly. Don't go away.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back to America Tonight. One of my favorite guests, Michael Daugherty, is with us. You know him. He's a senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, and his resume is very, very long. And he also wrote a book that it's just excellent. It's mind-blowing, actually, when you read it. It's The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. He's scaring people one at a time. He's waking them up, really, is what he's doing. Hey, Michael, you and I were talking off the air, and you are speaking at a couple of different places. And when you speak at college campuses, if you speak at, wherever it happens to be, what's the reaction you get from the younger students in the audience?
You know, yesterday, it was interesting because I was in Nebraska law yesterday, and I have to say they were almost terrified in the silence. I mean, I've spoken, I just got back from Australia about a month ago, and I spoke down there, and it was a more technological corporate audience, and they were very engaged. But younger people tend to be stunned. And I actually kind of feel bad for them because it's scary. Now, it's a compliment in the sense that means that they believe me, but it's a bit overwhelming, and that's unfortunate. They don't really shoot the messenger, but it is overwhelming, and the younger crowd was almost speechless. And that's unfortunate, but they believe it.
Oh, yeah, there's the key thing, and which means that they'll maybe be more watchful, and that's part of what it takes, is look at who you're voting for. You and I have talked about this. Do what you can to rattle some cages. Don't just sit on the sidelines, right?
Right, and the other thing is, you know, I mean, I'm in my 50s, and when I was in their age and younger, I had pretty good education in government. And even though I also tell everyone that we haven't been told the true structure of administrative government in a century, and we're all ignorant of that. But these younger people don't even really understand the intentions of the founding fathers. So I've got about 5 or 6 slides in every talk where I give people very quick separation of powers 101 and explain why the legislative branch was snapped in two, so they understand it's supposed to be difficult, that Congress is supposed to be messy. And I see they don't have that anymore. I mean, the schools have really pulled back on educating about American history. And so it leaves these people sitting ducks, and it allows bad government actors to go farther down the road before they're caught. And that's a very dangerous thing. And because, you know, it's better to be proactive and not be fooled so later down the road. And I think that's what we're going through with a lot of these younger generations.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And speaking of younger generation, we saw that the head of the CIA, John Brennan, was hacked with his crazy AOL account, and now more stories are coming out. And the person who hacked his account told about the way that he went through and did it, posing as somebody who worked for Verizon, and he wasn't even 20 years old. What do you make of that?
It's classic, because I think, again, most lay people think that all this hacking is some high-end, super sophisticated, and almost all these high-end hacks are not some advanced technological secret weapon. It's social engineering, which is another more fancy word of blind to other people, making people trip up, because humans make mistakes and computers don't. Pretty much. And so if you're just relentless in your attempt, eventually you're going to get a human error. This is how hackers got in the State Department, how they got in the White House, and this is how this guy did it. I mean, yeah, he had AOL, and AOL's pretty much secure, but not when you've got someone to cough up the password, it's not. And so this is as much an indictment of the CIA and the head of the CIA and him having that on personal emails. It is AOL and Comcast and you know, someone that's patient and has a whole lot of time on their hands and is just joking around, although I'm sure in 10 years this kid's going to look back realizing how stupid he was, can do this, and that's the terrifying part. And, you know, it's another – the Obama administration is like kind of wrote the book on keeping your information secret from prying eyes like Congress and the Justice Department by having all these people in these agencies use their private email, and that's coming back to haunt them. Because this is what can happen. And so it's like the 20th century political tricks that are running in the 21st century technological reality.
I love that. I mean, the shocking part, too, is this is the head of the CIA. What is he doing with this AOL account and then forwarding the emails that he shouldn't be forwarding to the account?
It is, you know, the ignorance of the generation. It is the arrogance of the political class. It is the self-righteousness of the government. I mean, in the U.S. economy, the most cyber insecure aspect, part of it, is the government sector. And these are the people that are wasting their time using attack everyone else for making a mistake to flex their muscles instead of working collaboratively. And their hypocrisy is for all the world to see. And it's also wasting time.
Yes.
Because they need to be defending everybody else instead of doing this. It's really, it's tragic because, you know, this is just another example of our vulnerability. And the OPM breach still is not that sexy of a headline, but one of the most damaging breaches this country's ever going to see, because 5.6 million fingerprints are out there and all the background check records. And you wonder why suddenly drones and planes look so much like ours from China in such a short amount of time, and Putin's taken over the Middle East. Well, you know, we kind of just handed the Human Resources Department to everybody by our incredible incompetence in keeping things safe. Now, the whole world is that way, but you can't have a government wasting its time finger-pointing at everybody else. They have to heal by itself first and help everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think that in looking at this and seeing what we're seeing, like you say, the OPM breach was just so outrageous, is the tendency then, this is the government saying, well, we got to throw more bodies at this? I mean, what do they have to do? What does it take to shake them up to say, you can't keep doing these same things? And I guarantee it's going to be something to do with hiring certain people.
Well, that's the problem is it's going to be, I'm going to sound like, the government's never made a product that created a market. Okay. So the government's like after the fact that, you know, they might run wars, but they don't make planes and bombs. Then cyber war, you've got to have the people that invented the internet and the software and all the issues engaged. And that's Silicon Valley and all the hotbeds of Boston and D.C. And you know, where all the high-tech centers are. You need to enable, engage, and unleash them, and you have to work with them. And unfortunately, with things like Snowden and the attitude of the government, that very crowd that works at that level really can't stand the government, because nothing bothers a technologist more than a lawyer that thinks he knows everything and has a lot of power and knows nothing. That drives people crazy. And that's the behavior of the government that has put a wedge between a lot of these people. So a lot of people don't want to work with the government. They can make tons more outside, and they consider it, you know, just the whole culture is really, obnoxious to them. There's no accountability. They see just eye-rolling, stupid behavior. That all has to stop. And I would say I think that the regulatory sides that are more enforcement, like the NSA, CIA, FBI, they understand that you have to work together. I know people are going to laugh at that about the NSA, but compared to the FTC or the SEC or the SEC or the IRS, those are the lawyers that run around flexing muscles, thinking that do it because I say so will work in this area. And it won't. It's like, I'm telling you, it's like making cancer illegal. It just sounds wonderful, but it's not going to work. These people shall fool themselves. They think that it's going to solve the problem. In the meantime, this still goes on. We have got to get rid of these people that just love the government beyond anything. They we pay the price in the face of reality.
Yeah, and saying we pay the price, we do pay the ultimate price because we are the taxpayers. And as you said, it's this time conundrum, wasting so much time on the same thing. And I guarantee we'll be back here again talking about some other breach that's just ridiculous. And how could it happen?
Yeah, well, it took them 20 years to build this vulnerability. I mean, they had a long time to know this was coming. But when you have a huge bureaucracy in government or corporation or anything where there's no accountability, they have monopoly power, you have a culture of, everyone's out for themselves. And no one's lost their job. I mean, how many jobs were lost over the OPM breach? One. Only right. Because it got to be, because there had to be some political theater going on. You know, I don't see, it's a tough situation. And I still think the solution will come from Silicon Valley, because the money's rushing in now. Not because of government, but because CEOs are getting fired, boards are getting sued, and now everyone cares about cybersecurity because they don't want to get nailed or lose their careers. And, there were 165 startups at RSA earlier this year on cybersecurity, 45 from Israel. I mean, who knows defense more than Israel? And I mean, I think that's where the solution's going to be. While the government is contemplating its navel, we'll have American enterprise solve the problem. We're just way behind in it. I mean, when this whole thing blew up 15, 20 years ago, no one was paying attention to security. And, you know, hindsight's 20/20.
Boy, no kidding. That's the truth. Michael Dougherty, always a pleasure. Continued success on this road trip you're having.
Thank you. Should be a good time this week.
Awesome. Thanks, Michael.
All right, take care.
Anyone who would come around, boasting and bragging of his ability.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
America tonight, for this hour anyway. How you doing, America? I'll tell you one thing. Who's going to win the election is the $64 million question. It's a question that most of us can't answer. You may know in your gut what you want to happen, but let me tell you, I was at a function earlier in the evening where somebody brought up what was going on as far as campaigning was concerned and what it looked like was going to happen, and man, did it ignite a fuse at the table. I mean, it literally exploded because everybody had an opinion. The good news is that everybody had an opinion, which makes my heart swell up. Perhaps more people will vote, because why is it that people don't vote? I think if more people voted, then maybe things would flip in a little bit of a different direction, seriously. But for some reason, the tendency in the numbers, even though it sounds like a lot of people are going to go and vote, they don't go out and vote, even though there's absentee voting and there's ways to do it. But it's not about a lecture on why to vote or not. It's just interesting to see the explosion of opinions. This is something we know. This is something that we talk about all the time, constantly here on America Tonight. And the polls have gotten a little more interesting, too, because you're seeing even a surge of Ben Carson, which we're months away from Iowa and New Hampshire. But the closer we get, the more we're starting to see a little bit of a shift. Who is standing? Who is left standing at the end of this? What is it going to look like? What's it going to look like? And the answer is it's a big, 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 big question mark. No matter what you think or what you know you want to happen, but what is really, what is the reality? This is a tough one to handicap. It really is. And it doesn't seem to narrow. Somebody said at the table, well, it's Clinton and Bernie Sanders, but it'll never be Bernie Sanders, which, of course, is what we always hear. And then they said they believe that Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio would be the two that would be left for the Republicans. What do you think? Do you think it's Marco Rubio? Jeb Bush all along was the establishment's pick. But just because he was the establishment's pick, he's not showing up at all. So how do you make that switch? How do you turn that switch on? And I just don't see it. I don't see it. At all. This story, I'm going to give you a couple of quick hits. This story made a ton of social media sites talking about the USDA and this controversy over condiments, which has now led to a federal investigation. They're saying there's a bunch of dirty tricks and dirty pool inside the egg industry. Yes. The U.S. Department of Agriculture deciding to look at the American Egg Board, a review of the egg board. Did you know there was an egg board? After a prominent senator complained the group may be intimidating a vegan startup company behind the eggless Just Mayo, which is a product. Republican Mike Lee from Utah doesn't have any sort of a stake in this Just Mayo deal, but he said he got involved after reading reports that accused the American Egg Board of plotting a campaign against the small San Francisco startup. He challenged the board and whether it should exist or not. What does the egg board do? If egg producers want to voluntarily promote eggs, fine, but does the federal government has to run the offense for them? Are we paying for this? We have to have an egg board? I'm just saying, is it totally necessary? Here's where the trouble started to brew. The American Egg Board, and apparently, CEO Joanne Ivey, they say, I was just reading this on a blog, allegedly hatched a plan to take down the company, which supposedly included everything from paying bloggers big money to post recipes. So the egg board paying them to post recipes that featured eggs to plant stories about health benefits of farm stand favorites. They also considered confronting a popular TV show host from Bizarre Foods for praising this company called Hampton Creek in a blog that the egg board described as a love letter to the company. Just Mayo is ruffling a few feathers, we could say. The egg industry is huge, multi-billion dollar. If you remember, we took American Night on the road a couple of years ago and did a story on the egg industry. We went down to Florida. So It's not a bunch of eggheads who are raising all the ruckus over this. The USDA said this review involves a substantial amount of material, and it could take a bunch of time. The USDA board is made up of 18 people, 18 alternates across the country, and their sole purpose, if I'm on the egg board, of course, what do you think my sole purpose is? To increase the national demand for eggs. That's what my job is. So in the meantime, you have the vegan spread that is causing a lot of heart palpitations, apparently, for the people in the egg industry. If these allegations are true, they were paying people to plant certain stories. Well, what do you think? I think it's intriguing. I mean, how many choices do you have when you go to the store and you look at eggs? A lot of choices. Do you really know what you're getting in those eggs? What makes a quality egg? And what makes up an egg that you would not touch to save your life? Where do you draw the line? And I did a thing where they took me out to Eggland and watched their inspections and found out everything you would want to know about chickens. Fascinating stuff. Quickly here at the end, let's go to Dan in Texas. He gets the last word. Dan, we're going to squeak you in. What do you say?
Oh, there you go again. Sandbagging me with a short ring.
Come on.
Listen to me. I told Patrick I needed a few minutes. I want to discuss a few things with you. How about coming back to me?
You know what? Just for you, because we are kind of losing you a little bit, so there's some interference, we will do that. So the phone line gets a chance to clear up. How's that? You see? This show is all about the listeners. You control the agenda. I'm just the pawn in the middle of this sucker. All right, so the last word on the show actually goes to this. I wanted to squeeze this in anyway, so we'll give Dan a break. We started to hear a breakup anyway on the line. There are 250 people dead, probably more, they say. You know how these totals go. There's a 7.5 magnitude earthquake in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India, as if they needed more problems there in the shifting sands of the Middle East. I saw some photographs and some video from it earlier in the day. Nasty, nasty stuff. It was right there in that area that borders all those places. 33 people initially in different areas, 33 people killed, and more than 200 wounded, and the totals keep changing and changing again and again and again. In one report, at least 12 students at a girls' school were killed in a stampede. They were running from the shaking buildings. How awful is that? Another 42 were taken to a hospital. Terrible, terrible stuff. When you think of what goes on there, earthquakes, floods, snowstorms, mudslides, and it's a very, very poor region, this area we're talking about, so our thoughts certainly go out to those people. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.